welcome to this week's lesson. And what we're going to talk about is starving the beast. Okay, and the beast being a metaphor for any behavior or addictive habit you have that is getting in the way or causing problems in your life. Okay, so what I want to do though is, the reason I even thought about this is I'm going through something myself right now, and it's in regards to coffee. Now, I drink coffee, I've been drinking it for a while, but I started to realize that it's become an all-day event now. It's like I have some in the morning, I have some during the day, and then I have some at night. And it's been like this for a little while, but all of a sudden something clicked in me and said, wait a second, I don't know, I don't think this is good. Light bulb. Which is actually the first thing I want to point out, that oftentimes when we have these addictive behaviors, we don't recognize them for what they are. You know, it's kind of the story, like, how do you cook a frog? You know, you put it in lukewarm water and slowly turn the heat up. You know, by the time it realizes the water's boiling, it's been cooked. Well, oftentimes our addictive behaviors are like this, okay? So we don't see them for what they are, okay? So the first step in any of this is really to identify and be aware of what the behaviors are and to do it in a relaxed way. Truth being, I've known about coffee for a while, but it never really had the emotional impact until recently. So, long story short is that I looked at my coffee consumption, and I want to make a point here that I didn't say I want to stop drinking coffee completely. Okay, I want to make that clear. This is one of those things that I said, it's not that I think it's so bad that I have to stop it completely, I just think I'm doing it too much. Okay, so that's an important point for you to understand. Everything doesn't have to be all or nothing. Okay, some things may have to be, right? Some things you might be so addicted to you can't, if you do a little bit, you'll do all of it. And at that point, maybe you have to do a nothing. But a lot of things can be in moderation. Okay, so recognize that there's differences there. Very important. Because if one doesn't work for you, do the other one. Okay, it doesn't mean you failed. It just means you need to do it a different way. So I know right from the start, and I think it's important to identify this, by the way, because I know with coffee, I don't have this, you know, like I said, I don't put sugar cream in it. Those are out of the question for me. Okay, for whatever reason, I just have very negative associations with those things, and I think of them very badly. And what they do to me, coffee for some reason doesn't have that effect on me, right? That doesn't have that thought and that perception. Okay, so I know right off the bat that I'm not going to go no coffee because I don't have the belief system behind it to say don't do it. Now, at some point I may. I might have an experience that lets me know that this is the way you should be, okay? At this point, I'm not there. That's not what I want to do. What I do want to do is moderate it. I want to slow it down. So when you want to slow it down, what happens is that you're going to have experiences that you've linked together for a long period of time. Okay, so I'll give you specifics. I was drinking coffee at breakfast time, during the day, at night. I said to myself, the most enjoyable coffee is during the day. That's the one I like the most. Okay, the breakfast one's okay, the night one's okay, but I can get rid of those. Okay, I'm going to keep the one that I enjoy the most, and I'm going to limit how much I drink. Right, so it's like I get one coffee a day. That's it. So the first one to go is the breakfast. So I notice I sit down for breakfast, and my mind is obsessing on the coffee with breakfast. Okay, I want to make a point that I did not program my mind for this the following morning, which was a mistake. Okay, since then I've done it, it's become much easier, along with the buildup of experiences of not having coffee with my breakfast. But so we go back to that first breakfast, my mind was obsessing on the coffee. Okay, and what I noticed was that as I got through it, I did not enjoy breakfast as much. I noticed that I did not enjoy the taste of the food as much. The whole experience, I didn't enjoy the flavor of as much. Okay? When this happens with you, when you're changing your behaviors to lose weight, right, to become healthier, I want you to understand that you're going to go through things similar to this. What I was telling myself the whole time is that I don't care. My taste buds will realign themselves. And it's going to make me feel a lot better, and it's more important, okay? And I consistently told myself that. And that, I got to be honest, that first time, there was a bit of willpower, okay? With all the program and everything else, when you're going against habits that you've had for a long period of time, you can do the program, but you also need to use everything at your disposal. So I get through breakfast, and it wasn't enjoyable. At this point, though, I'm fine with it because I know I'm going to recalibrate myself and it will become enjoyable again. I'm going to tell you how that happened in a minute. And the other thing is that it's not worth it to me. Even if breakfast has never tasted as good as it did again, I don't care. I don't want to be drinking coffee that much. Okay? So that belief is a very strong, very powerful for me. And I kept telling myself that. You want to do the same thing. When you're creating a change in your behaviors, you need to have a good reason why, and you need to let that play like a mantra in your mind. Because the addiction's going to play like a mantra in your mind as well. So you need to combat that with a belief of why you even want to do this. Okay? So long story short, so I go into the day and I had coffee. That was easy. And then the nighttime was pretty easy for me. You know, so I realized there was more to it. It wasn't just the behavior. The breakfast had more to do because it actually had flavor involved with it as well. So it was the habit, the routine, the behavior, and there was a physiological taste component to it as well that made it harder. Okay? When that happens, one of the things you can begin to do is you can begin to starve the beast in this way, that I no longer will allow myself to have coffee with any foods. Okay? And so specifically, I would eat like peanut butter toast. I won't eat them together ever again. Alright? I won't do it. So even if I have toast in the middle of the day when I'm having a coffee, I will not eat them and drink them together. Because I don't want to reinforce that craving. Because I know if I did, it would instantly kick it back. The next morning at breakfast, I'd be thinking about it. And then if I had my guard up, maybe I would do it. The next day, it would be even harder. And maybe I'd fall right back into that. Okay? So what this is about, starving the beast, is noticing the triggers that create the cravings. The things that you've had, you know, sink together during those bad habits, right? What was going on? For some people, it's more they sit on the sofa, watch TV, and eat, okay? And in that situation, what I'd suggest to you is you don't have to. So again, we're talking about starving the beast, not killing it. We're starving it. So what I mean is that if you're sitting on the sofa watching TV, instead of just saying no more food at night, well, you can have food at night. You can eat the exact same foods you used to eat. Maybe it was ice cream even. But what you have to do is you have to eat it in a different place because it's the whole experience that is so enjoyable to you. It's not just the ice cream on the sofa watching TV. It's the whole thing. It's not the ice cream. It's not the TV. It's not sitting on the sofa. It's not relaxing. It's all of them together. And if you take one component out, it changes it, and it makes the overall thing less enjoyable, right? But if you continue to do that, you're going to find that it's easier to stop doing that behavior and as a whole. So for me, with breakfast, I did it for a few days, and it became easy. The second day was easier. The third day got even easier, okay? And now I felt good. Another thing I noticed is that my taste changed. Without the coffee, I didn't want eggs and toast. Okay, what I gravitated more towards was something that had more liquid in it. Okay, I started eating more fruits. I started eating more oatmeal and apples. Okay, because that was what was now more appealing to me. So what was happening is the coffee was masking that. It was masking the dryness of some of the foods I was eating. Okay, so again, the main point here I want to make is this: A, you become aware of these habits and these behaviors. And the second thing is, if you don't want to completely wipe it out, if you don't have the energy, you don't have the motivation to completely wipe it out, this is the next step you go to, this starving the beast, where you change one little thing at a time in it, right? Where you don't allow yourself to put these things together like you did. You separate them. So I could still have, you know, peanut butter toast, and I could still have coffee. I just could no longer have them together, right? I could have coffee. I could read magazines. I couldn't read them together. Because I realized it was creating this link in me. It was creating this addictive behavior where I was consuming coffee that I wasn't enjoying as much as the coffee that I would eat throughout the day or drink throughout the day. Okay? So I hope this helps you because it's one more way. See, the more ways you have at your disposal, it just becomes more enjoyable. It's not this, most people have that one willpower, right? I gotta get all fired up and psyched up. And it's very, very tiring. Okay? And you can only do that with so many things. So when you start to realize if you just mess around with some of the negative behaviors, it's not this full force you have to get yourself worked up into a froth to do it. You can just play with it and experiment with it a little bit, and you learn things from that. And again, as you separate the different aspects of these behaviors, as you pull out certain components of these behaviors, then you're going to find that you weaken that craving. So play around with this because it's been a very, very enlightening for me. And again, the beauty of it is that there's not a lot of fear when you're starting it because you're not saying completely no to anything. And so the fear aspect of it begins to go down, and allows you to become aware of other things and save some energy for actually, you know, carrying through with those things. Okay, so some other examples just real quick. If you go to like the coffee shop in the morning, you get a coffee and a donut every day. Get one or the other. Get tea and a donut, right? Get an orange juice and a donut. Do you see what I'm saying? So you're being more flexible with it. And don't judge this before you've tried it. Okay? Some people say, well, that's not going to help me lose weight. This is a longer-term approach, because what you're going to do is, if you can add one healthier element into that bad behavior, then you're going to find that it becomes easier to change it. Something happens within us. You know, it weakens the addiction. It weakens that beast a little bit. Okay? And so if you continually do this with the behaviors that are bad and that you struggle with, I'm telling you, it's going to be a whole new approach, and you're going to become aware of some new things that may turn everything around for you. Okay, so play with this and use this in your life. Find the different things and play with it this week, and I'll talk to you next week.